Good Wednesday. Today is April the 23rd, and you're listening to My Farm. Will the EPA and Endangered Species Act making agricultural headlines once again, as there is an issue with some of the wording and whether it is clear on what is intended or what is actually being enforced? We're going to take a look at the details behind this story after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, the Trump administration issued a proposed rule to rescind the regulatory definition of, quote, harm in the Endangered Species Act as it relates to habitat modifications in a proposed release last week. In the latest action in what has been a regulatory back and forth from the administration to administration on the law. Now, according to the proposal by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, U.S. Department of Interior and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, the current use of the term harm as it relates to, quote, taking of endangered species runs contrary to the best meaning of the statutory definition, they said. We are undertaking this change to adhere to the single best meaning of the Endangered Species Act, the administration said. Now, during the Biden administration, federal agencies continued reviewing pesticide registrations to ensure labels comply with the Endangered Species Act as part of a legal settlement with environmental groups. The U.S. EPA under Biden began working on establishing a work plan related to mitigation measures to protect species from a range of pesticides. Legal settlements have played a significant role in how federal agencies comply with the Endangered Species Act. And in April of 2023, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the Center for Biological Diversity reached a proposed settlement on the center's lawsuit, alleging the EPA failed to conduct the Endangered Species Act review in setting renewable fuel standards volumes in June of 2022. Now, the proposed rule said the previous Endangered Species Act regulations, quote, expanded the ESA's reach in ways that do not reflect the best reading of that statute to prohibit actions that impair the habitat of protected species. The Center for Biological Diversity said in the rule that they would, quote, rescind nearly all habitat protections for endangered species nationwide in a news release on Wednesday of last week. The Endangered Species Act prohibits the, quote, take of endangered species by any person, including individuals, government entities, and corporations. The term has been further defined to cover actions that actually, quote, harm endangered species through significant habitat modifications or degradation. The center said the proposed word fully rescinds this definition, opening the door for industries of all kinds to destroy the natural world and drive species to extinction, they say. Now, the Trump administration points to the Supreme Court's June 2024 decision in the Looper Bright Enterprise versus Raimondo, which overturned the key legal doctrine known as the Chevron deference. Chevron deference required that if statutory language is clear, agencies were required to follow the letter of the law. If wording and context in a statute were ambiguous, then the courts previously deferred to the federal agency's discretion. Under that Looper Bright, the question that matters is whether the statute authorizes the challenge agency action and the proposed rule. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, let's get a look at some of the trends revealed with USDA's first look at topsoil moisture condition ratings for the year. Rod Bain has more.
Going into the planting season, and in the case of winter wheat and other overwintering crops, growing season, what is the topsoil moisture outlook for most of the nation? USDA's inaugural topsoil moisture forecast of the year, dated the first week of April, provided clues. The report's importance, according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, is that
we still had that heavy rainfall event underway in parts of the east when this report was taken, so it may not reflect some of that eastern rainfall.
With that caveat, the national topsoil moisture condition ratings for the period ending April 6th.
Our very short to short rating nationally is 31%, very short to short, and that's pretty comparable to what we saw this time a year ago. We started off the year last year at 30%, very short to short. But kind of the bigger story in this first report is the surplus due to that heavy rainfall in early April. 19% of the country reporting surplus topsoil moisture, significantly above this time a year ago when that number was just 12%.
In the topsoil moisture surplus category, torrential early April rains led to leading states being those in flood areas.
No surprise, our two big flood states at this point, Arkansas and Kentucky, coming in at the top of the list in that region, 79% surplus on April 6th. Not too far behind is Ohio at 69%.
Additional topsoil moisture surplus by state standouts include
Louisiana 62%, 57% in Tennessee, 51% in Michigan, 53% in Indiana, and 50% surplus in Mississippi. So you can really see the definition of where that rain has been falling in early April, and in some cases on top of existing wet conditions.
Yet much of the remainder of the country is dealing with dryness in some form.
Specifically, the 10-state area that comprises the Rockies and the Great Plains. And in that area, which includes a lot of our hard red winter wheat areas and some important pasture land and rangeland, we still see significant topsoil moisture shortages starting the year.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.